Here we are.
It's another Tuesday, and you know exactly what that means. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Tug of War. It's been a great series so far, but we're just getting started. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget that notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in. Let's get to work, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? First and foremost, thank you for joining the show today. It's going to be a good one. Again, thank you all again for being so supportive and understanding about last Thursday. It's just, I was at a point, and this note needs no explanation. If you are an advocate for mental health days and a practicer of those days as well, you'll definitely understand without explanation. But it was something that was needed, and it's needed for all. And so I'm grateful to have had it, grateful to all of you who understood the circumstances. Hey, thank you again. We're continuing our series, as you heard on the intro, Tug of War. First two episodes have been really, really, really great. And we want to continue to keep that momentum going with this series. Just a brief synopsis on this series for those of you. By the way, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. For you first time listeners, we are first time in a long time listeners. We started a series last week called Tug of War, and basically the synopsis of it is this: that one of my least favorite games in school, when we did field day, you went to a school there, you went to a good school when they did field day, instead of just letting y'all just run around the school and watch movies and eat a bunch of junk. I mean, we still did all that too, but still, you went to a good school when your school had a field day at the end of the year. And so there used to be a competition, a tug of war. And they'd always put me in the front of the line, the front of the, you know, the team for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if they were trying to be funny or not. But if you know me, I'm small. I was small then. I'm small now. I'm a little stronger. You definitely put me in the front. That's neither here nor there. But they would always, on the other side, there was always a kid that was way bigger than me, way stronger than me, that they would put right in front of me on the other side of that line. And I absolutely disliked tug of war. And so when I started, planning this series, I thought of, what is the one thing that we often do in life when we're going through this journey to become who we've been created to be? And I attribute my journey sometimes to the game of tug of war, where often trying to win a battle against what we think is an immovable force, an unstoppable object, when we just need to know the proper technique, and need to know what to how to approach a situation and confront situations in our lives that oftentimes we feel that we're unable to approach and conquer. And so I wanted to do a series on the things that we are often in a tug of war with. And so here we go. So that's the brief synopsis of it. Thank you all again for listening to the first two episodes of this series, especially this past Friday. I know it was supposed to be Thursday, but of course you know the situation. Friday, we did an episode called Until You Use Me Up, and basically we talked about how oftentimes we're used by people. When people take advantage of us, and how we should set boundaries, and how we should set limits, and how we should decipher and discern when we're being used for when we're being used, and when we're, you know, when somebody's around us for the right reasons. And these days it's so hard to decipher that, because in a lot of ways we're oblivious to the fact that even though people show the same characteristics, both in authenticity and in being fake, you have to go deeper than the surface. You have to go way deeper than a look. That goes with anything. You got to go way deeper than a smile. Because even within a smile, that can hide some dastardly, there's some dastardly plans behind a smile. And some dastardly plans behind words. People know just exactly what to say and when to say it to make you feel good. Just to be able to open a door of access to you. And you have to be able to decipher and discern when they are in it, they're around you authentically, and when they are there just to take something from you. And that's just a synopsis of that episode. So if you have not listened to Until You Use Me Up, please, after you get done listening to this episode, listen to that episode again. Thank you for making this series thank you for making this series a successful one thus far. Let's keep it rolling, though, y'all. So on Instagram and Twitter, I asked a few questions of you all. By the way, you will get those tags at the end of the episode. Yesterday when I talked about what this episode was going to be about, I asked a couple of questions, and then I followed it up today by asking a couple questions on Twitter. And again, you'll get those tags at the end. And I asked, you know, what happens when your pride is in the way of the freedom you want and desire? What if finally confronting those inner issues gives you peace for the first time? Today we're talking about pride. We're talking about how our pride often gets in the way of us becoming what we want to be, being where we want to be, and, you know, as a man, one of the biggest issues that I've had was a pride issue. I had an issue dealing with the internal things and confronting the internal things that I dealt with for years and years and years and years. And though I'm a late bloomer on finally confronting issues and, you know, bad habits, sometimes I still struggle with having a pride issue. We all have dealt with a pride issue at some point. You know, where we often say, you know what, you know, men don't confront these issues. That's not man. You're not a man if you confront this issue. You're not a man if you attack this thing head on. You're not a man if you're if you, you know, confide in somebody that you can trust about what's going on. You're not a man if you go to therapy, because men don't go to therapy. It's amazing what you hear growing up about, confronting an issue. And a lot of times it was our idea of confronting an issue is cussing and carrying on. And I didn't want to do that because that wasn't healthy for me. That wasn't a healthy way of release for me anymore. And we consider these toxic forms of manhood and sometimes womanhood a badge of honor. We consider being this tough guy, this tough girl, a badge of honor. We consider being, macho and just this, that, and the third, a badge of honor. And we have to finally get to a point in our lives where we finally say, you know what? It's not everybody else. It's me. I brought it all on myself. And, I'm a Frankie Beverly and Maze fan. I'm a huge fan of Frankie Beverly and Maze. I want to go to a concert and just enjoy myself. But I'm a huge Frankie Beverly and Maze fan. My family can't stand it sometimes because, like, they're like, this stuff came out way before you were born, and you know the words to all of it. And it's funny. My mom makes fun of me for it in a way sometimes. Not in a malicious way, but she kind of goes, "Man, you are just, we're gonna get you some tickets to go see Frankie Beverly." Whatever. But one of my favorite songs is "Can't Get Over You." And if you know the song, he starts it off like this. And no, I'm not gonna sing it because no. He said, "I brought it on myself. I brought it all on myself, and I owe no blame to no one else. I brought it all on myself, and I owe no blame to no one else." Now, granted, he was talking about trying to get over a woman. He's talking about when somebody, when talking about her makes him cry, and how much he loves her no matter what. But I had to go deeper with that line alone. I brought it on myself. I owe no blame to no one else. Sometimes we have to get to a point in our lives where we go, you know what? I brought some of the issues that happened, yes. Brought them, yes. Some people did some things to me that were dastardly, but there are some things that I did to myself and I allowed myself to do that were worse. Sometimes the one person that would do you, the one person that would do you the dirtiest is you. Sometimes your biggest enemy is you. You have to deal with you every day. And there's a point in our lives where we don't often think that it's us. Yeah. Most of the time it's me. I put myself in this situation. I let my guard down. I decided to keep this thing going. I decided to do this. No, it's not your fault. It's not, one thing I hate, one thing I hate. And I'm not gonna say I hate it. I have a strong disdain for it. When they say, it's not you, it's me. But I had to have done something. I had to have done something. There was something in there. Sometimes, and this is going to sound wrong, and please don't chastise me for this. Please don't drag me for this. I think sometimes, some people say that. Yeah, a lot of times it is them and not you. But sometimes I think people say it to, you know, to spare your feelings. Has anybody ever said that and you felt like they said that to spare your feelings because you know you did something wrong? See, pride gets us in a lot of trouble. Pride will put us in places that we shouldn't be, around people we shouldn't know, doing things we shouldn't do. Pride will have us in bondage. Has your pride ever had you bound to the point that you didn't think your stuff didn't stink? I can't cuss, but you know what I'm saying. Y'all know the song. Has your pride ever put you in a place where you couldn't even smell your own funk? Has your pride put you in a place where you smell your own funk, but you don't think it smells like anything? You don't think anything. Everybody else smells it, but you, knowing you smell it. Whoops. You knowing you smell it. Go, I don't smell anything. I didn't do anything wrong. That's not my fault. That's them, it ain't me. Has your pride put you in a place where you feigned obliviousness? I talk to them Stevens. I think I will. Has your pride put you in a place where you feigned obliviousness to the fact that maybe it's you? Maybe you're the problem. And this is not a message of chastisement to anybody right now. But there's a point in your life where you have to say enough is enough. I brought it on myself. I put myself in this place. I did too much. I bit off more than I could chew. I'm around people I shouldn't be. I'm talking in a way I shouldn't. I'm walking in a way that I shouldn't. I'm in a realm that I shouldn't be in, a room that I shouldn't be in. But my pride won't let me get out of this situation. My pride won't allow me to heal from some trauma. Because I have been taught and I have internalized those lessons that I got that were so toxic. That you're not a man if you let me slow down. Let me calm down because this is triggering in a way for me. And it took me years to finally get to a point in my life where I said to myself, I got to put my pride to the side. I got stuff that I'm starting that I need to heal from years ago. From things that people have done to me and the things that I've done to myself. You've heard me quote the scripture before. I find this principle to be true. That every time I try to do good, evil is always present. Every time I try to take a new step, something in my past comes up. A bad habit comes up. Every time I try to become a new me, the old me wants to sneak back. Sometimes the old you is like that ex that just won't let go. The old you, the old habits, the old words, the old ways, the old customs, the old mindsets, the old moves, those negative ones, those toxic ones, those ones that held you back. Are those ones that want to hold on tight? Has the old told you ever tried to sneak back in your life when you tried to turn over a new leaf? When you tried to turn a page? I'm here to let somebody know that you cannot turn a new leaf. You cannot turn to a new page. You can't go to another chapter until you confront what keeps creeping up in your life. And what keeps creeping back in your life. You cannot turn into a new chapter. There's somebody right now trying to move on, but they can't because they're still within the gravitational pull of their past. They're trying to run away. There are some people that believe that moving to a new city, and this may be the right thing for people, but there are some people that think that moving to a new city will get away from it. But you still have to deal with you in a new setting. And when I say dealing with you in a new setting, you're still taking your old you into a new place. Sometimes you got to learn how to stop putting old wine, to stop putting new wine in old wineskins. If you know anything about wineskins, is that when you put when you're making wine, this is an old way of doing it. That they expand, and once they've expanded, you got to use a new one, because if you try to put some new wine in an old wineskin, the old wineskin's gonna burst. You got to stop mixing the old with the new. Sometimes you got to learn how to confront the past. See the situation. And grow from it. I'm not telling you not to move to a new city. I'm not telling you to move to a new house. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you not to move to a new neighborhood. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that if you're doing it to run away from your problems, and I'm talking about your internal problems, you can take your internal problems. You can run away from people, but you can't run away from yourself. You still got to take you with you everywhere you go. With you. That's a lot of yous. Eventually, there's a point in your life where you have to put your pride to the side. We all have that revelatory moment where we go, you know what? I've been stuck in a place for a long time. Has anybody had their revelatory moment? Has anybody had their aha moment? Has anybody had their enough is enough moment where they said, you know what? I've been sitting in a dormant place. I've been sitting in a place of stagnation. I've been sitting in one place for a long time. And it's not because of anybody else. It's not because of my boss. It's not because of my parents. It's not because of family members. It's not because of bitter friends. It's not because of jealous associates. It's not because of a bitter ex. It's not because of any of that. No, it's not because of anybody around me. It's not because of the circle that I have or the circle that I'm lacking. It's not because of my job. It's not because of my house. No. It's me. It's all me. Nobody else but me. And when you eventually have that aha moment, when you eventually say to yourself, you know what? I'm in the acknowledgement phase right now. I'm acknowledging right now. I mean, I'm in the acknowledgement phase that I got some stuff going on that I brought on myself. I I've done the inventory. I'm doing inventory, and I'm acknowledging the place that I'm in at the moment, and that I shouldn't be in this place right now. I should be further along in life. I'm acknowledging that. Mm-hmm. I'm acknowledging where I am right now, and that I shouldn't be in a place right now. I'm acknowledging that at the moment. And I'm also acknowledging that I need to be further along in life. I'm finally taking accountability for my actions. I'm finally taking accountability for the place that I'm in. I'm finally taking accountability for finally growing and maturing and being in a better place than I was before. I'm finally taking accountability. This is a season of accountability. We have to finally say to ourselves, you know what, enough is enough. I can't do this. I can't be in this place. I can't stay in this dormant place any longer. I have to move. I gotta go. I've made it hard for myself for way too long. Somebody right now is in a place right now where they're at their wits' end and they don't know what it is. And they've blamed everybody else. But they haven't taken care of themselves. And what's destroying them more is not the actions of other people, but the lack of self-accountability. When we've put ourselves in places we shouldn't be in. There's somebody right now absolutely messed up that is waiting for that aha moment, for that revelatory moment. I know I've been there. I know I'm still in a process myself where I'm dealing with my own pride issue. But I'm still chipping away at some things in my life. Some things that have some things that I've talked about. And I said, I finally said to myself, I don't care who likes me after I, you know, confess this and, you know, talk about this and, you know, reveal this about myself. I don't care. Because when it all comes down to it, this was something that needed to be taken care of. This was something that needed to be confronted. This was something that needed to be, that's something that I needed to heal from. So I'm challenging you as you go into your week, into your Wednesday and into your midweek and going into the rest of your week, to look at those things that your pride wouldn't allow you to heal from, whether it was damage from other people, whether it was the damage that you brought upon yourself, if it's a mixture of the two, if it's either or both and, I need you, and I'm doing it myself, and I do it, I try to do my best to do it every day, to confront those things in your life that your pride was too big to handle. And your pride was too big to heal from. Your pride was too big to confront. Ask yourself this question. What are some things in my life that my pride wouldn't let me heal from? And when will I have my revelatory moment where I said, as Frankie Beverly and May said, I brought it all on myself. I owe no blame to no one else. That aha moment where self-accountability has been turned on. When will you have that moment where you say, It's nobody else but me. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.